Jamie, you're here?
Jamie's here.
Okay. Kim, are your mom and dad, are they leaving New Orleans, or are they going to stay?
Well, some of my New Orleans family is riding it out. Some who I think just want a vacation and they're on their way here, but they're out of the cone. So we're all good. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ready. We're ready to start, Mike. You want to timestamp it?
Yeah, sure. It's Thursday, October 8th, 2020, and this is collective bargaining with the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida and the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. It's 2:05 Central Standard Time, and I'm Mike Matamore.
I'm Dan Lucas.
John Fink.
Gabrielle Nubb.
And that's everyone here in the room.
Kim LaDuff.
Jamie Sprague.
Chastity Hobbs.
Rami Gujan.
Amanda Schillinger.
Everybody, huh? Hey, Gabby, that's, I think we got everybody. So Jonathan, I guess we have something to talk about today, and we kind of laid out verbally at our last session where we thought we were at talking about the UWFDOT team on those issues that are outstanding. So if you want to go first, that's great. If you want us to start talking first, we can do that too.
Okay. I mean, we've got a package for everything that's kind of outstanding right now. We can talk through that first if you'd like. I mean, it's up to you guys. I know one of the things you all were working on was about the phased retirement. Our current proposal in that is unchanged, right? But if you guys wanted to talk about phased retirement, either after we present our full packet or ahead of time, either is fine by me.
Yeah, that's what we were going to talk about was about phased retirement, but we can talk about it in the context of your package. So I think maybe that would be the best way to go. Sounds like you've got more to talk about than we do.
That's great. I sent the things to Gabby. She's probably posting now. She already has. So whenever you guys, it should be about for everything on the table. So it's about six different articles. Just let me know whenever you're ready, Mike, those of you guys online.
Let me see.
You guys ready?
Does everyone have this?
If there's anyone who needs more time, just speak up, or else we'll just go forward.
Gabby,
Jonathan, give me a few minutes.
Okay. Trying to do football this spring, you think, or just wait till next year?
I haven't heard anything new other than when they said they weren't playing in the fall. I haven't heard any update yet.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Seems like just waiting till next year makes more sense to me. economically and all that? Because we know we don't have the ticket revenue because you don't have the fans. Yeah. And I know the football program is not like a robust one. It's it's a small one. So.
Mathematically, it probably cost us more money winning the national championship than money we made by progressing.
Yeah, I think so with the travel. Other than the notoriety, I think, is kind of a longer-term play. So.
Yeah.
I know part of the decision to wait was because all of the protocols costed a lot of money, testing.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay. All right, so I'll, if anyone else needs more time, just say so, or I'll just keep going forward. And don't hesitate to pause any time as I walk through this. We've tried to put forward a package in good faith, listening closely and carefully to what you all have brought in and to address the concerns that you guys have brought up, as well as recognize the concerns that faculty have brought in, and tried to navigate that in such a way that hopefully we can get this resolved, if not today, in our next session. I think these are all things that are that we're close on. So in the first packet, the Article 25 for salaries, this is just a status quo article. All it's doing is illustrating that we're striking the language that is now outdated, like the previous raises and those things. So there's no financial obligation connected to the salary article. In connection to that, recognizing concerns for faculty, we have revisions on two of the things that we put forward previously. The next item is that memorandum of understanding about establishing the position of senior lecturer, senior instructor, and senior research associate, right? It's just those three positions. We did not include the additional promotion ranks for other tenured faculty or library faculty. And at our last session, Mike, you said that the university was hesitant about having an outlay of financials into the future, even if that is, agreeing to that now, even if that is a few years away. So what we've done, we've revised this in good faith. And so it still says that the university will petition PERC to establish those positions. However, it says that no faculty member may apply for promotion to the rank of senior lecturer, senior instructor, or senior research associate prior to the two conditions of A and B. The first is, in A, the creation of promotion criteria for these ranks as governed by Article 15, promotion procedure of the collective bargaining agreement, right? Like as we're doing with the clinical faculty, the promotion criteria is created outside of collective bargaining. And then B, what we would have to do first in collective bargaining is the negotiation of, by the bargaining teams, of an appropriate date of implementation, promotion percentage increase, and rollout schedule for the position of senior lecturer, senior instructor, and senior research associate, right? So what this would do, in good faith, the university would go forward and petition PERC to establish these positions with the contractual understanding that the timeline for which they would be available, any monies attached, any of those things would be contingent upon bargaining them in the future. Right. So what we've done is remove the timeline that was in the previous one in response to your guys' concern about not being able to commit to a specific timeline or monies into the future. So it's really just a good faith acknowledgement of recognizing those positions, petitioning for them, and recognizing that in an appropriate time we will negotiate the timeline and rollout and percentages amounts for those.
Okay. Questions? Anyone else on the team have any questions for Jonathan?
No.
Okay. And then the second element is, you know, that we need to have something to recognize for our senior line faculty as well in good faith. So previously we had proposed a sabbatical change that the full year sabbatical would be paid at 3/4 rather than 1/2 as it is now. We've revised that here to say that the full year would be paid at 2/3 going forward. Mathematically, right now the average salary of an associate or associate and full professors, when you put all those together and take an average, these are faculty who are eligible for sabbatical, that average salary is $102,000, right? So between 102 and 104, I can't remember which one exactly, but it's at least 102. When you take 2/3 of that, right, that's roughly $66,000, right, for $66,000 to $68,000. That leaves a remaining $38,000 that the university would have more, and that would be more than enough to make up for the adjuncts that would be taking over that class for the full year, right? So our view is that there would not be an encumbrance on the university financially to increase that to 2/3 from 1/2. That it would still be the same as if that faculty member did not take a sabbatical because of the labor difference and the cost of adjuncts to replace that. In the humanities, the adjuncts is very low. It's $2,500 or so for most adjunct classes. And then the College of Business, it's going to be more expensive for adjuncts, but those salaries are also higher, so it would still be offset. So our position is that this is, it would not have a financial encumbrance on the university, and conversely, it would actually really help the research output of those faculty. I know Ramey, if Ramey's on the phone, if he wants to address, I know, for example, like in anthropology or archaeology, faculty being able to swing doing that full year sabbatical actually has a much greater than kind of 2-to-1 correlation in the amount of research that they have to do, because a lot of these fields, they have to relocate somewhere, they have to travel, they have to have that time built in order to really maximize that research input. Ramey, did you want to mention something about that?
No, I think you hit it on the head. You know, I got colleagues who need to go to Africa, and that quite a Herculean effort to do in one semester, whereas if they could spread it across two, they'd be much, much more productive use of their time and UWS resources.
Yeah, absolutely. So these three elements are kind of put forth as a packet, right? Like I think faculty are collaborative and participatory in recognizing the financial challenges that we're facing right now. And simultaneously, I think that these elements are ones that they would ratify this contract in while having salaries as status quo without any elements to that. So those are those elements together. The other things that we have in the packet, we have the memorandum of understanding related to phased retirement. This is the one that we put forward previously. I can set that off to the side for a second, because I know you guys wanted to talk about that and just touch briefly on the other two items that are in there, if you would like. The other memorandum of understanding, this is the same one previously, just it's connected to the release time for this spring for UFF. That's unchanged from previously. And then we have a response for Article 35 for the shared governance one that you all put forward. We've also tried to address this in good faith. There's two substantial changes of substance that we've made to the proposal that you all put forward last time. One of those items, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you all put forward this proposal initially, that was language that you had taken from the FSU contract, right? Their shared governance article, right? Am I remembering rightly, correctly?
It could be, yeah. It could be. I think you're right.
Yeah. So in that language, they had said the faculties of the college and departments shall have the right to create their own constitution and bylaws, right? So initially, when you guys put the proposal forward, they used the verb create constitution and bylaws. In the proposal that you guys put forward last time, it had changed it. You changed it to propose from create. What we're proposing here is in our Article 11, where it currently talks about departments creating annual evaluation criteria. The language that currently exists in our CBA uses the phrase develop and maintain, right? So this would, the way we proposed it now, it says that they shall have the right to develop and maintain their own constitution and bylaws. This makes it consistent with the other language that we're currently using in the CBA. So that's one change that we've made. And then the other change that we've made is you all had proposed that this is on the criteria for tenure, promotion, and evaluation. We've added in also into that list and supplemental summer appointments. We've talked a lot about that this semester, and we spent a lot of time going through about like the clear established past practice of supplemental summer appointments being included in bylaws, as well as the language that currently exists about written criteria in the CBA. So we would be willing to sign off on this article in good faith, and it still has the language that says you all have said all bylaws. We just have removed the word all, just so it says bylaws shall be subject to the review by and approval of the appropriate officials of the university administration. So that approval component is still in there as well. So that's our counter on shared governance, and that's everything that's on the table. I think that these are all very manageable things to help get this contract resolved.
Anybody on the team have any questions for Jonathan with regard to anything that he has proposed today and has been posted by Gabby?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, then, Jonathan, thank you. No one has any questions, so I think it's time for us to go into the caucus. We probably should wait and talk to you about the MOU on phased retirement after our caucus, so we could have a discussion among the team members about the packet that you put forward. So if the team from the University of West Florida could leave this meeting and go to the other site for the caucus, I would appreciate it. Everybody's here?
Yes.
Great. Jonathan and your team, we appreciate your patience and with that caucus. We had a lot to talk about and go over. What we need to do is to go back, and we hope and have confidence that we can be able to do this between now and our next meeting on the 12th. And just get with our budget people and academic affairs and get their take on this packet. One thing that, and we talked through all of it, we do not have any other questions or observations really about the packet except for Article 35. The administration, before we can commit to anything, I don't want to hold up your team's time, so I think we can agree to meet next Monday and take it up there.
And what I'd say too is that if you go back and in your conversation, if that Article 35 is too much of a sticking point, then we could clearly, we would certainly be willing to ratify the materials that are included here outside of Article 35.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, your team. And we'll see you on Monday.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you.